what it was. Let's see. One thing was in response to a question of yours, David, actually, which was about demonstration of CCS on the flexible conditions with solvent storage. Well, of course, that hasn't been done yet on a large scale. I mean, there's only really the Boundary Dam plant on a really commercial scale that's doing CCS at the moment from coal-fired power generation. I mean, there are lots of pretty big demonstrations of CO2 capture and storage, but they're not actually from operational, if you like, commercially operational power stations. And certainly to make one of them able to store enough solvent to exploit these flexibility options using that, you need enormous vessels and so on. It's something really for a little bit further on. The business of changing to other products, as you can do through polygeneration and so on, I think that's all right for the slightly slower load swings, but not for these very fast reactions that you need, where you've just got to make the plants themselves very flexible. I mean, obviously for frequency control, it's all down to the turbine, really, with the combustion side following, but even for fairly rapid load following, you're not really looking towards talking about plants that are going to different products, I think. It'll just be the modified pulverized coal systems that have been made more agile. I forget what the other point was, but I don't know that I'll be able to answer it anyway. Up to you.